We're here for another edition of the Outlook Series, and I'm your host, Mike Lippis.
Warehouse operators are looking to keep up with omnichannel customer demands, such as faster expected delivery times, a shift to item-level fulfillment, and higher order volumes. The efficiency and accuracy of warehouse operations directly impact manufacturing and distribution operations, as well as retailers. As a result, every warehouse operator is now being pressured to activate intelligent fulfillment systems. The good news is that there are several technology solutions on the market today proven to improve both fulfillment efficiency and accuracy. But for many manufacturers and warehouse operators, that is the precise problem. Technology solutions are advancing more quickly than operations can assimilate them. These new technologies are also disrupting long-established warehouse management solutions. Now joining us to discuss intelligent fulfillment is Mark Wheeler. Mark is a Director of Supply Chain Solutions at Zebra Technologies. Mark Wheeler, welcome to the Outlook Series.
Hello, Michael. Great to be here.
Hey there. Now, can you quantify the move from Windows to Android in warehouses?
Yeah, we're certainly seeing the transition being embraced by customers. It's in full swing. Our customers are adopting the newer products, the touch-optimized products, into their warehouse use cases. As we move into 2020, we think about half the market has made the move, and we're seeing a lot of growth in our Android form factors in a warehouse market.
How would you characterize the business climate affecting the warehouse market?
Well, the warehouse market is very dynamic right now. A lot of customers are undergoing, I would say, structural changes to their supply chain networks, you know, largely driven by e-commerce and the implications of e-commerce throughout the supply chain. So, you know, new warehouses or new customer expectations for service that are driving those changes. There are technology, you know, driven opportunities to operate more effectively, and a lot of innovation. You know, there's innovation at the at the level of sort of warehouse design, mechanization, in the edge technology that Zebra provides in location aware solutions that are leveraging all kinds of different technology to sort of sense, you know, where things are, where are my assets, where are my people, where are my materials.
Now, are warehouse operations under pressure?
Yes, warehouse operations are under more pressure than ever. And what we hear from most customers, almost without fail, is the emphasis on speed. So that if, you know, whatever their, you know, industry segment or a customer base is, if they used to have 24 hours to fulfill orders, you know, maybe it's 12. If they used to have 6 hours, maybe it's, you know, 2 or 3. And that affects their choices in terms of facility design, operational flow, and underlying technology. The expectations around accuracy are very, very high. And again, in a lot of e-commerce situations, having an error is very disruptive. It's very costly. It's unacceptable. So we have to design accuracy into the flow. We have to error-proof processes. We also see a lot of pressure around the whole area of labor. It's not just anymore about making labor as productive and effective as it can be, although that's still very important. It's about labor availability at all. Will I have access to the labor that I need? Can I quickly bring new employees on board and make them productive and effective right away rather than going through a lengthy training process? These things are top of mind for a lot of warehouses today.
What is a good strategy to respond to omnichannel impacts?
Well, what we see on the omnichannel side, certainly our retailers innovating and investing to leverage their stores and their store-based inventory to fulfill online demand. And we're seeing that scale pretty quickly. So many of our retailers are being effective at that. At the warehouse level, again, in order to operate with a lot of speed, we see our WMS partners and our customers implementing, you know, waveless order processing or order streaming so that maybe most of the work that I release to the floor will be in a traditional wave, but I also have the capability of overlaying into that work stream, orders on demand, high priority e-commerce orders, very, very short turnaround time. And that puts, pressure on the WMS, puts pressure on the warehouse control systems as well. And we see these customers also kind of, I would say, being biased toward flexibility in their technology choices because it is a dynamic environment. The business is changing fairly quickly. They need to be able to execute different workflows. We see a lot of customers leveraging wearable technology to do that. We see mechanized solutions like autonomous mobile robots that can be implemented without a lot of heavy engineering or restructuring the facility that offer opportunities to operate perhaps more quickly or more efficiently as well. And we also see with omnichannel a lot of reverse logistics. So typically you have a pretty significant return rate, and we see technology and workflow kind of optimization being invested around handling the reverse logistics side effectively and efficiently.
What does augmented reality mean to the task worker?
Well, we think it's going to be very important, and we actually will distinguish between assisted reality and augmented reality. So assisted reality, and that's our HD 4000 solution, that basically is we're going to be overlaying information within their field of view. That's going to guide them through the process. And it's going to be very graphic and intuitive and kind of aware of where they are in the workflow. But it's not augmented. In augmented, we're actually sensing the environment and we're overlaying information in the field of view on top of that, of what we've sensed there. And so we're not quite doing that out of the box. But we do think augmented reality has its place and will be used in inventory control applications. It certainly is being used today in a lot of field service and repair applications, and we're very excited about what this will mean for our end users.
Mm-hmm. Now, how does a full-touch experience factor into optimizing workflows?
Well, the full-touch experience, whether that's a handheld or a wearable or even a wearable a display, lift truck, what have you, it really comes into two things. It's ease of use and it's productivity. So on the ease of use side, when a new employee comes in, chances are they may never have worked in a warehouse, but they have a lot of experience with a touch-based user interface, user experience. And so a full-touch user experience is going to be much easier for a new employee to learn and to be productive on. We've also shown that it's more productive. You'll be able to enter information more quickly. You'll be able to present information to the end user in a way that they can assimilate it more quickly. So we'll have a more productive workforce, and it tends to lead to a more satisfied workforce. It improves morale by giving them better tools.
Mm-hmm. Now, are there problems with running a business with barcodes?
Well, I think if you go to any large supply chain operation today, whether that's a retail store or a warehouse or a production plant, that's virtually the entire industry today is running their business with barcodes, and it works. But there are limitations to it, and customer or an end user can scan a barcode and not do the prescribed action. They can do the prescribed action and not scan the right barcode. Barcodes can fall off. They can get damaged. And what we see is the management teams often spend a good portion of their time dealing with those exceptions. I call it scan and hope. You scan, the materials, the system typically would tell you, let's say it's a put-away, put-away in this location. And the next sort of glimpse of reality that the WMS will have is when you scan, hopefully, the right put-away location. But it has no real visibility in the meantime to what path did I take. Was it the efficient path? Was I impeded by congestion? Did I create a safety problem because I went through a pedestrian area? It doesn't have true real-time visibility to the entire workflow, and that's what we want to get to. So we want to go from the scan and hope to constant visibility where we've got, we know what the travel time is. We know what the dwell time. We can identify, non-value add activities and labor, and we're not necessarily dependent anymore on an employee taking affirmative action, investing their time to go and scan a barcode in order to gain visibility to the process or to error-proof a process. So that's the transition that we're in as an industry.
I see. Now, how can we sense the physical world directly?
Yeah, and that's really what enables all this to go. There are lots of, I would say, edge technologies that can sense the physical world directly, and there's a growing number of them going forward. I mean, the most, I'd say, prominent in terms of supply chain is passive UHF RFID, and this is the RFID standard that's been leveraged in the supply chain now for about 15 to 18 years or so. Since it was first, widely introduced, and we've got some tremendous new tools now on the passive side, both from a handheld and from a fixed infrastructure, where we can actually cover an entire receiving or shipping dock, for example, and read passive tags anywhere on that dock, and not only tell you that they're present, but where they are on the dock. I mean, it's really a tremendous opportunity, and the great thing about passive is that the tags are so inexpensive. That you can put them not just on assets, but on the materials themselves, and very often justify a single-use tag. So I tag that, and I have maybe automated receiving. I have complete visibility to a staging area or to a bonded warehouse or something like that. And then we have vision. Vision is growing in its capabilities, the ability to use an RGB camera to capture data and to make sense out of that data either through object recognition or to be able to, through vision, read barcode information. That tends to have more value in the retail store where it's out of the box and I can recognize these objects and understand what they are and what their condition is in the warehouse. Everything tends to be in a brown box. It's a little bit more limited in what it can do. We have LiDAR systems that give 3D information, and that's being incorporated into lots of different solutions. Mm-hmm. It's what a lot of the autonomous mobile robots are using to navigate, we're using it to monitor trailer loading and unloading. So lots of exciting technology around sensing the physical environment. Hmm.
So are there visibility challenges in the warehouse?
Yeah, visibility is something that I think we can improve on dramatically, and we can drive a lot of value there. The old paradigm that probably 80 to 90% of the industry uses today is what I call scan and hope. Scan the barcode. I hope that the operator did what the system told them to do, and that those rules that recommendation was based on is fairly optimum. But it doesn't really unlock, the promise and the potential of machine learning and AI to optimize that process or even to understand that process. So we do think that by providing much greater visibility to the physical movements of materials and assets and people, that it opens up opportunities to operate much more effectively.
Mm-hmm. Is Zebra doing anything to help with location awareness in facilities?
Yeah, Zebra's doing quite a lot around location solutions. We have a couple of active solutions that both our WareNet solution and our ultra wideband or DART technology. That's a technology that's used, for example, in the NFL to track players in real time. So you can get very precise and timely location information with that type of technology. We have Bluetooth Low Energy, which is a very interesting kind of beacon solution. It's low cost, and those beacons can be sensed and read through any of our Android-based devices, and we have a whole family of Bluetooth beacons that can be either fixed or mobile, and you can create location-aware solutions based on that. Wi-Fi can provide a level of location. If you're outdoors, you can leverage GPS. And we bring all of this edge information, regardless of the edge technology that's used to capture location, through our single Savanna location engine set of APIs. So you've got one platform, one set of APIs to deal with to understand, where are my assets, where are my people, where are my materials. And then you can do all kinds of things around automated alerts, geofencing and zones and develop a whole new level of insights into how an operation is running.
Hmm. Is it possible to track assets in detail as they move through zones and closed-loop processes?
Yeah, and this is where I think most customers are going to get started. They're going to focus on the assets. So in the warehouse, that might be lift trucks, pallet jacks, pick carts, those kinds of things where you can invest in any type of location technology you want. And because, that tag is going to be used over and over again for years, you'll be able to get the performance that you need and the cost will be very manageable. So it really depends on what level of precision that you need. Do you need to cover just a certain area in the facility or the entire facility that would lead you to one type of location technology versus another? But the reality is today we can track anything at pretty much any level of precision.
Hmm. How can loading operations be smarter and more connected?
This is something that we've been working with our customers quite a bit on. Transportation costs in general have been rising. It's a huge driver of spend, but there really hasn't been a lot of hard data available to operators about when a load comes in, how exactly was that loaded by the supplier? Was it well utilized in terms of cube? Was it loaded properly from the standpoint of preventing damage? The same thing on the outbound. So we actually collaborated with some of our customers to create what we call a smart pack trailer. And this is a sensor that incorporates LiDAR and RGB camera and other technology that basically can peer into a dock door into a trailer as it's being loaded or unloaded and give all kinds of analytics, hard data that can be used either in real time to run that dock more efficiently, or over time to assess, do I have the right transportation assets? Am I, using the right procedures to load them, for whether that's for capacity utilization, et cetera, for, damage in transit, prevention. And of course, we take that out into the yard with MotionWorks Yard. We can track, everything within the yard as well. And so we see that customers are very focused now on, they've got better over-the-road visibility, and they're working with the carriers to be more precise in terms of appointments, making sure that when the dock needs to be available, it is available. That helps everybody concerned. That helps the transportation carrier. It helps the end user because they're able to schedule their dock to be able to schedule their labor more appropriately, and it's a win-win all around, but it all starts with visibility.
Hmm. What is a good strategy to aggregate and analyze data from multiple edge devices to provide real-time guidance and insights?
Well, we think it's really important to sort of isolate the edge technology from the application integration layer. And we do that through our Savanna location engine. It's part of our Savanna IoT platform. And the IoT platform does a lot of different things. It helps connect all the Zebra devices. So from a single pane of glass anywhere in the network, you can see, have access to, secure, update your entire Zebra portfolio of devices from scanners to printers to mobile computers. That's one level of functionality. And then from a Savanna location engine perspective, whether you solve a problem at the edge with passive UHF RFID or with active technology or with Bluetooth Low Energy or any edge location technology, which is going to be very dependent on the facility you're in, what you're tracking, the problem you're trying to solve. Regardless of that, you have a single set of APIs and a single platform to deal with to capture that information and to incorporate it into your enterprise system.
Mm-hmm. Now, is there a way to optimize device availability, maximize asset utilization, and increase operational productivity?
Yeah, we think that, as I said, our IoT platform of Savanna provides all of those capabilities. The end devices, the scanners, even down to the intelligent batteries, you know, every one of our printers from a wearable to a large tabletop has the same operating system. There's more and more data available from these devices that can help you understand what's going on the floor, and our customers need to be connected to those devices. So our IoT platform, Savannah, provides that capability and certainly gives our customers the ability to understand what is the device status, what is the device location, what is the level of utilization that they have for their portfolio, their fleet of devices out there. And, you know, that's an important tool. We call it Visibility IQ.
Mm-hmm. Now, how can analytics be leveraged with inbound activities?
Yeah, so automated insights can be driven. I mentioned a minute ago about Smart Pack Trailer. A lot of that data is automated with rules, so that if I have a trailer that's being perhaps being unloaded, and I see an anomaly there from my load monitoring unit, I can automatically generate alerts to the dock manager. And they can take action. So we can alert based on that with our wide area reader with the ATR 7000. If you have tagged inventory coming in that at the receiving dock, so maybe even if it's full pallet, maybe I've got a passive UHF tag on the pallet placard or the sealed shipper container, you know, label has an RFID inlay, then I can with the ATR 7000, we can read the entire receiving dock. We can keep track of what has come in the door, what lane it is staged in. We can generate automated alerts based on if something has been sitting there too long, or if you have an immediate need for some product that's now on the dock, then we can generate those alerts immediately based on what we're sensing in the physical environment.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, which technologies should be leveraged to increase inventory accuracy?
Well, when it comes to inventory accuracy, you know, that's kind of a daily battle in the DC. It often starts with aggressive cycle counting to make sure that if there is a problem, you know about it, and you can begin to research it and understand it. Wearable technology, it can often be the right solution to count quickly, particularly if I'm capturing serial number level data or something like that. I'm getting extended item data. I want to capture lot numbers, what have you, and more and more verticals, food and pharma, for example. We're seeing that come into play. So certainly wearable technology is not just for picking. It can be used for inventory control. We also see, you know, just automating the, or rather error-proofing the processes of put-away, replenishment, picking. If we can prevent inventory errors from happening in the first place, then that lessens the burden in terms of detecting them and resolving them. And of course, ultimately, and some verticals are already doing this, and that's RFID tagging. And if we can get source level tagging, whether that's on apparel or aerospace parts or what have you, then that opens up lots of doors to leverage RFID to drive to higher levels of inventory accuracy.
Hmm. Do you see a meaningful impact from wearables in order picking and fulfillment?
Yeah, wearable technology just continues to expand and grow. We continue to expand our portfolio. Of course, it all started with the wrist-worn wearable about 25 years ago. We still have a very nice wrist-worn wearable device, purpose-built device, the WT6000. It's widely used for case pick, for each pick, for sortation and palletizing. So you can have the device, you can use voice, you can use wearable scanning. Across the board, the heads-up display, the HD4000, this is really just coming to market in the next quarter or two, and we're very excited about the potential for that to make the workflow more smooth. You can use that with voice, and it opens the door to, as I said, assisted reality today, augmented reality in the near future. And it really comes down to their ergonomics. You know, I can present information in a way that's easily consumed, that's quickly consumable by the end user, that is intuitive and doesn't require a lot of training. And I can do it in such a way that it's within the physical flow of the work. so it doesn't slow them down. And importantly, we don't create incentives, because when the technology gets in the way of the physical flow, we start to inadvertently create incentives for the end user to work around the system instead of the way it was designed. Mm. And all of that contributes to accuracy problems.
Mm. Now, how can visibility be improved on the transportation side?
Yeah, on the transportation side, it starts at the dock, and having the visibility, you know, for example, through the HR 7000 of the shipping dock, where I know, because I'm sensing it directly, that I have the outbound materials are there, they're staged in the right place. I know I'm confirming that pallets are loaded on the right trailer automatically, because I'm sensing it. I'm not waiting for someone to scan a pallet, you know, as they go through the dock door, and having them have to do that. And I can monitor the load process itself through our load monitoring units and our smart pack trailer. And then you can manage by exception. So if we're meeting the cut time, if we're meeting the utilization target for that trailer, then that's fine. And if those key metrics are at risk, I can send an alert to the dock manager and they can take appropriate action. And they don't have to manage by walking around. They have complete mobile access to all of this data. They can see everything that's happening on every dock door throughout their network of facilities or across a particular facility. They can go back and look at the last 3 months of hard data on everything that was shipped and understand what their utilization levels were. So the kind of visibility does open up a lot of opportunity to make improvements on transportation.
Hmm. Okay, Mark, now can you share a use case with our audience?
Yeah, I think, you know, when you think about fulfillment and all that's happening with e-commerce and customers, you know, they need to be flexible in this environment, but they also need to be productive, and they need technology that's easy to learn and use. And what we're seeing with the early results of wearable display technology is that it does solve those problems. It does provide a form factor that's intuitive, with the right software, with the right techniques for user experience. It's very intuitive, it's easy to learn, it's very productive and very accurate. So, you know, that's the use case I think we're all going to hear a lot about in 2020.
Hmm. All right. Would you like to add anything else to our discussion before we wrap up for today?
I think it's a really exciting time to be in the supply chain technology space. The warehouse market and, you know, the way that warehouses have worked for the last 25 years has been really quite stable. And, you know, a lot of warehouses, if you walked in today, you'd see a key-based device with a character-based user experience connected to the WMS, and they're scanning and materials are moving, and they're operating just fine. But as we've discussed today, there's a lot of new technology that's going to enable us to operate with, you know, better visibility, better asset utilization, better customer experience from these facilities, because they're going to have, you know, it's going to be more accurate, it's going to be more timely, and it's going to help our customers be more competitive. So I'm very excited about the coming years.
Fantastic. Now, where can our audience get more information on Zebra's intelligent fulfillment solutions?
Well, the easiest way to do that is just go to zebra.com, and, you know, you can click on solutions or products, and you're just a click or two away from all the information that you would want.
All right, Mark. Well, hey, I certainly appreciate you joining us here today on the Outlook series, and I wish you the best of luck with your efforts over there at Zebra on intelligent fulfillment.
Thank you, Michael. It's a pleasure.
Thanks for joining us today, and be sure to log on to the Outlook series site for your business and technology news.